Proclamation number 7271, dated the January 31, 1959. Does the human being possess free will? Human will is not controlled by me. Instead, I allow it its freedom. Even if you humans, time and again, would like to doubt free will, your thoughts and intentions are free. You will not be able to dispute this even if someone else's will or destiny prevents you from implementing your intentions. Your thoughts and intentions, however, are the expression of your innermost feelings, which you can aim in any direction, for this is within your power and is not determined by another person's will. If you humans spent more thought on your freedom of will, you would also learn to regard your earthly life, to some extent, as the consequence of your will. However, you come to the exact opposite conclusion. You look upon your course of life with all its events as proof of your lack of freedom of will, because it frequently does not correspond to your wishes, and thus you regard it as a coercion of will, but which, in truth, was only caused by your wrong will, albeit I presented it to you such that it is helpful for you, even if you don't like it. And even in the most unpleasant situation, you can still think and want unimpededly. Implementing a deed is only the next step of your will, but even then I only rarely oppose it. Instead, I let you have as much freedom as possible, nevertheless, only within limits. And thus you can use your freedom of will to try and order your earthly circumstances. You can change their course. You can do anything in order to completely change your circumstances of life. Sometimes you will be successful and at other times not, for without my will and my permission you are unable to do anything, but that never revokes your freedom of will. You should learn to differentiate between free will and implementation option. As long as you only acknowledge the latter as free will, you are right, for this still depends on my will or my agreement. But one day you will only have to justify yourselves for your will, which does not depend on the deed, but it will equally be judged according to whether and how it was made use of. Will and deed certainly belong together. For the will without the deed is no will if the human being himself omits or prevents its implementation. Hence you should critically observe yourselves in this respect. This is why the significance of your free will is constantly presented to you, which you humans cannot deny if you seriously think about what is to be understood by it. Your innermost thoughts and intentions are your very own possessions, and no one can stop the direction you give to your thoughts and intentions. However, you are also accountable for it, because free will is a very significant factor in earthly life on which my plan of salvation is based. It was the cause of the past apostasy from me and must also accomplish the final return to me, or the work of return would have been completed long ago had my will alone determined that my living creations should take the path to me within a specific time. The fact that this is determined by the human being's free will itself is so tremendously important that it repeatedly has to be explained to people who dispute free will and who are therefore not aware of their great responsibility, who go with the flow and believe they are living creations with no will of their own in regard to their God and Creator, who, however, once created them as free beings and also wants to help them regain the freedom they possessed in the very beginning. Freedom of will is not a mere object or concept of faith. Instead, through serious deliberation, the human being can find that for certain, and then he will live his life responsibly and safely reach the goal. Amen.